This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
It's that time of the day of the week. Davey, the Depot, Friday edition. I know you've been counting down the hours to this moment. Davey Hudson, take it away.
I hope everyone is off to a good Friday. I am ready for the weekend to get this Depot off and running.
Depot?
Depot.
I'm pretty sure you put an L on the end of it.
It's Depot. Does anyone know where the word Pez comes from? Like Pez dispenser?
I knew this at one point.
I know exactly. I mean, I was looking up Pez dispensers because you know how they're sort of a collector's item?
Mm-hmm.
Those things are expensive.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Like they're worth something now?
You can get hundreds of dollars for some.
You're kidding. I had a few Pez dispensers as a young man. I think I had a Ninja Turtle one. Should have hung on to that. No.
The word Pez comes from the German word for peppermint. Edward Haas III first invented Pez candy in Vienna, Austria in 1927 as an alternative to smoking. And when it came to naming his tiny treats, which were originally a minty flavor, he looked to the German word Pfefferminz, which means peppermint. He took the P from the first syllable, the E from the middle syllable, and the Z from the last syllable to form the word Pez. There you have it.
I mean, that is awesome.
Mm-hmm. For the banger of the day, pump up the jam. I figured I'd kind of tie this Depot into a... It all has a connection. So, like, the Pez, I found this out because I was looking up the Pez dispensers and how some can be super expensive, but the movie I was going to review today is Space Jam, which is based off the Looney Tunes. The Looney Tunes... The Pez dispenser that initially caught my attention was a Looney Tunes character of Bugs Bunny.
Mm-hmm.
And then Pump Up the Jam is also a song played in Space Jam. And my gambling pick for tonight, I got Toronto -1, but Michael left the NBA to go try and play Major League Baseball.
Minor league, but
yeah. Yeah, I mean, he tried to play in the majors, but he didn't get there. Like, mm-hmm. ultimately, that's where mm-hmm. he would have liked to have ended up. I would have, mm-hmm. I'd be under that impression.
Sure.
So that's where everything comes full circle. Now, the NBA had their draft last night.
They did.
I also don't know if you saw this. The highlight for me, though, was the NBA honoring former Kentucky player Terrence Clark,
that
who
was
unfortunately
really cool.
died in a car accident earlier this year. The big storyline that was not necessarily draft-related, but as it goes to trades, Russell Westbrook is heading to the Los Angeles Lakers.
Mm-hmm.
So LeBron, just once he gets knocked out, he's like, you know what? I just gotta form the next super team. It's the only way I can win. So he's no Giannis, but he's also no Michael. And he decided to try and do a Space Jam 2. I've not seen it yet.
Reviews are not good.
They're not planning on paying for it. I will probably eventually watch it. I don't know. I'm pretty bad about if I hear something is terrible. And just based off the trailer, it looked god-awful. But I try not to ruin the first one by watching the second one. And I feel like if I watch the second one, it's only going to make me frustrated. Like, I didn't do it with Joe Dirt 2. Like, Joe Dirt, the first one, really good.
Mm-hmm.
But Joe Dirt 2, heard it was awful. So I was like, I'm not going to do this because it could tarnish the legacy of the first one. And I get it with the second Space Jam. Different main character, but still the same concept around the Looney Tunes and having to play a basketball game, and there's something tied in there about, like, oh, this happens if you don't win or whatever. But now I will get into the review of Space Jam. Well, I mean, we open up right off the bat one of the most incredible entrances to a movie ever. You got R. Kelly singing I Believe I Can Fly as a young Michael just sits there shooting hoops in the driveway. It's dark outside. Obviously, R. Kelly, very canceled. Controversial figure canceled. Now.
Canceled. At the time, though, yeah, iconic song.
So we started off, and Michael's like, yeah, I'm going to grow up, I'm going to play in the NBA. So then we go through a bunch of really cool sequences of his career, and then we get to the point where he's like, ah, I'm going to try the baseball route, you know? But out in outer space, you got...
Out in outer space.
Yeah, we're on Moron Mountain. It's a theme park. There's this amusement park. I can't remember the main boss's name, who is apparently named after, was it Jerry?
Jerry Krause, yeah.
Jerry Krause.
Like, made to look like him, too.
Yeah.
Pretty funny.
Kind of sad. But Mr. Schwackhammer, that's the main guy's name who has the cigar the entire time.
Mm-hmm.
The alien-looking dude. If that rings
the
a bell.
The alien.
Well, he's yeah.
You're in outer space. They're all aliens mm-hmm. out there. Yep.
So he has his minions. I think they're called, like, the nerd looks. Does that ring a bell?
Mm-mm.
So they're like all these little tiny minions. And they're needing a new boost to the amusement park.
Mm-hmm.
So the Jerry Krause-looking dude sends them to Earth to... take the Looney Tunes back to Moron Mountain to be the next big attraction. Of course, Bugs is there, all the other Looney Tunes, and they're like, you know, yeah, we're not going to Moron Mountain with you. And so they're like, well, what about a challenge? And so they decide, you know what? All right, guys, we'll play you in a game of basketball. But the minions from Moron Mountain think, okay, well, we don't really know much about this game. But what they decide to do is they decide to come to our reality, our dimension. What would you call it? Just Earth. That's
I'd say Earth,
like where you can actually yeah. interact with humans and whatnot.
Yeah, that's where humans are, is Earth.
And they steal the powers of five very prominent NBA players at the time. The most notable, Charles Barkley.
Mm-hmm.
And so you got Charles Barkley. I want to make sure I get all of them correctly.
Patrick Barkley, Ewing.
Muggsy.
It was Muggsy.
Larry Johnson.
Grandmama.
And Sean Bradley, who I wish him a...
Sean Bradley, really? Wow.
A speedy recovery. I know. I don't know if that's going to be happening after his bike accident. There's been a lot. Okay, just on a quick tangent.
Oh, boy.
The amount of people who have suffered some serious injuries or deaths lately as it relates to riding a bike... it's through the roof. The drummer from School of Rock.
Ever since you said you wish you could just hit bikers with your vehicle.
It's not what I said.
People have been going down.
That is what you said.
Well, this one happened in January for Sean, unfortunately. But no, it's just not safe for bikers to be out on the road. People are too distracted on their phones now.
Ray Allen had a bad one.
Yeah, he got hit. Bunch of people.
Same thing with motorcycles, too. They can be obeying all the road rules, and the idiots just...
So, back to the movie review. Hmm. So, the minions steal their powers, okay? And so now, as we're headed back to face the Looney Tunes, they're, of course, gigantic.
Monstars.
Yeah, they have now become the Monstars. And the Looney Tunes have to have a way to combat this. So they go to Earth to get Michael Jordan, who's the best basketball star at the time and is currently the GOAT and will likely be the GOAT until Giannis eventually passes him. So with all that said, Michael doesn't really agree to it, but he's out golfing with like Larry Bird and Newman and Bill Murray.
Mm-hmm.
And Michael hits a hole in one and he gets sucked into the hole, and he goes down to the Looney Tune world. So as this happens, the Looney Tunes then tell Michael what all is going on, so he agrees to help defeat the Monstars. We'll just fast forward a little bit. We finally get to the game, and the Schlackhammer guy shows up to watch the Minions play, now the Monstars. And things are not going well for the Toon Squad early on. They're down at halftime, and they need something to happen. But Schlackhammer and Michael end up making an agreement to not harm the Looney Tunes, and that if the Toon Squad lose, then Michael will then go to Moron Mountain. Sorry, heard sirens. I didn't know what that
was
just at first.
Completely.
Yep.
Probably somebody running themselves off the road listening to this depot.
You get that on them big jobs. So then Michael is trying to rally the troops, and there's like the Michael secrets stuff, you know, the drink that we were talking about earlier. So
wasn't it just water?
Yeah, it was just water, because the secret stuff is inside of each and every one of you. You can do it if you set your mind to it, which is just not true.
What a great message.
Even though that's what they keep telling people. Also, I forgot, back in the real world, after the Monstars stole the powers from the basketball players, they stopped having games because they were afraid that it was a virus. So it was basically COVID before it was COVID. So that happened. So the teams were refusing to play. Wasn't Elaine in there? Or am I misremembering?
I don't think so.
I don't know. I'll have to look it up. But fast
forward. Aren't you reviewing this movie?
Yeah. It's good. And so then, theme and creativity, I'll give an A. Execution so far, a little subpar. Maybe a B minus.
For you or the movie?
Me.
B minus?
Yeah. I might be being too hard on myself. And so, ultimately, Michael ends up rallying the troops, and long story short, they win, because in like Looney Tune world, anything is possible. And so he like stretches his arm as the buzzer is about to expire, and it's like a half court shot, and he ends up making the basket. It goes through, his time expires. At some point, Bill Murray shows up. He plays basketball. That happened before Michael's final shot. And Stan, also known as Newman, he ends up having to get subbed in after all the other Looney Tunes are basically crushed. But you know, things turn out. And so then the Monstars end up basically beating up Jerry. And so then Jerry's no longer there. And then the Monstars just kind of hang out in Looney Tune world. And Michael gets to go back, and he ends up having a career resurgence. And that's Space Jam. And I give it a thumb and a quarter, or one and a quarter thumbs up. You know, I had to end the week on a solid note.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
How do you rate the depot, Houston?
That was pretty bad. You didn't have any energy. You talked in that weird voice you do sometimes.
It was still better than the entire last hour of the show.
I disagree. We got great feedback on that. People talking about, you know, names of cities and burgers and stuff. We engaged the audience. You gave a half-hearted review of a classic film. Yeah. Wasn't very good, Nate. I'll leave it at that.
Also, the basketball players get their powers back because they transfer it to a basketball, and then Michael takes it to a gym where all those players are, and they're able to get their powers back. Or not really their powers, just their skills. And they're able to be good at basketball again. Just a happy ending all around.
All right, that was the
Depot. Speaking
of
happy ending, glad this one's over.
I'm happy it's ending, and we'll be back with more 3 and Out.
Pump it up while your feet are stumping. the jam is pumping. Look ahead, the crowd is jumping. Pump it up a little more. Get the party going on the dance floor. See, because that's where the party's at, and you find out if you do.
Is this
that.
Classic. Hour three continues. Coming off of that Depot.
Whew. Just stellar stuff.
Yeah. Wonder how the meant to pull up the U.S. women's match, soccer match during that Depot, but forgot.
Mm.
See how they're doing. I'll have to check in. They went to extra time with the Netherlands. Looks like they're in the second half, still tied 2-2 from latest here.
It hasn't gone to extra time yet?
No, it's in the second half of extra time.
Okay, gotcha.
Still
gotcha.
Tied 2-2.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
109th minute. Running out of time.
Shootout would be exciting.
How would we feel about our chances in a shootout?
They say you just, well, I mean, occasionally you can have a slight advantage at the, you know, at the goalkeeper position.
Mm-hmm.
But shootouts are just, I mean, if you talk to anybody old school with shootouts, they're just, it's luck of the draw. I mean, A, because you've played that team for an entire, you know, 90 plus and you're still tied. And then secondly, because they're just crazy. I mean, sometimes good players miss and weaker players. I mean, it's odd because it's not. I mean, really, you should score most of the time, really all the time.
Mm.
So it's. I kind of like them, you know, like soccer purists. They kind of hate it when it goes to a shootout because it couldn't be decided, you know, on the field and the run of play, as they say. But I mean, I don't know. It's all just mental pressure. And then can you get your brain to execute or get your body to execute what your brain's telling it to do? I got it pulled up now. 112th minute, still 2-2. Looks like a goal now by either team will win it.
Yep.
Whew, man, Alex Morgan just had a good opportunity.
Missed it.
Tried to flick in a cross and just went right at the keeper. She stopped.
That was it. That was the chance.
That could have been the moment.
That was could have been the Olympic dream, right there. What is this? What is this for?
This is a.
It is knockout, correct?
This is a quarterfinal.
But it is
knockout.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah,
that's why they're playing extra time. So we're in the
good to know
113th minute. I guess what do they play? They go
should be 120.
90, 105, 120, right? Mm-hmm. 120, and then might have a minute or two of stoppage time. Uh-oh.
What we got?
It's a goal.
What?
U.S.
You weren't very excited. I mean, we just...
It kind of came out of nowhere. Oh, wait.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
The flag was up.
Offside.
Mm.
Yeah, flag was up.
They robbed us.
Mm. It was Alex Morgan. Let's see.
Was she off? Can they go to VAR?
Yeah, she was way off. Was a step off.
Hickman celebrates.
I didn't really think it was going to turn into anything. That's why, like, they played kind of a through ball, and when they played that ball, she was offsides. But still, one of the defenders for the Netherlands caught up to it, and it looked like she was going to be able to just kind of clear it away. The keeper was already coming out.
Mm-hmm.
When the girl went to clear it, she kind of slid and, like, didn't get enough on it. So then Morgan was able to, like, chase it down before it crossed the end line and just tap it in, kind of. But
as a goalkeeper, nothing was more refreshing than to see that flag go up.
They did review it, Houston, and confirm the call.
All right,
this is electric stuff here. Glad we got this.
Yeah, you were pumped.
Sports.
I mean, I'm not allowed to do play by play.
You're like, it's a goal.
It's a goal. Well, I'm not sure. Who are we pulling for here? I mean, Hickman's. He's a Swedish fan.
Oh yeah.
But Hickman, we want to win. Don't we want to win the gold medal count?
I'll take every other gold medal we can get, but this one.
What is wrong with you? Come on.
What is wrong with them?
They're trying to win a gold medal.
Mm-hmm.
The women's basketball team beat Japan.
Thank God the 16-under boys team.
Japan. We got that going for us.
Japan have been right. I guess it's China that's catching us, right?
Both. Yeah, but yes.
Where's Japan ranked in the medal count? Are they third, fourth?
Third.
Oh, okay.
It is United States, China, Japan.
What's with all the Olympics in a row being in Asian countries? And Beijing getting to host twice. That seems weird.
The whole thing's rigged. We know this.
Oh, yeah. That's true. I guess. So China especially started just bribing even more than anyone else. Beijing got to do a summer and a winter.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's just kind of a gimmick they wanted to have, like the Olympic Committee. Oh, well, this is cool. We can do this winter and summer in the same city.
Match commentary. Rapinoe threw ball. Morgan caught off sides.
Mm.
That's
Kelly O'Hara just got a yellow card.
For what?
Did the Chinese just say, like, hey, guys, like we can do this at a cheaper rate since we just use slave labor?
Set piece.
Is that their sell?
Probably.
Set piece now from about 45 yards out for the Netherlands.
Uh-oh.
116th minute. Plays it in. Cleared out with a header by the U.S. Top of the 18. Mm-hmm. Netherlands have it. Yeah, they'll have to backtrack a little bit, reset the offense. You call soccer like it's a basketball game?
I really did just get a flashback to when we were calling the NBA 2K.
The video basketball, which is legal. We are able to do that.
Yes, we are able to do that.
No one has the rights to our made-up players that were us.
Right.
Yes.
Well, I guess
Can you believe we did that much radio with literally no sports? How long did we go with no event? Months, right?
Months. There was nothing. Except the discussion on if there would ever be sports
all
again.
We could talk about was that there weren't sports.
And what's funny is that's really when I started listening to you guys. Like, I had always listened to VR.
Oh, thanks.
Found you guys out on Twitter, like, around the time of the pandemic. And, you know, you go to bed early or late, and you get up early because you have nothing to do. I'm like, hey, you know, let's throw on these guys, see what they're talking about. Pretty good stuff.
And now look at you.
And now here I am.
Yep. Helping the show. That's amazing.
Yep.
Truly remarkable. Any, oh, man.
What?
No.
What? Somebody lost.
No.
Somebody got hurt.
Ugh. China won another gold medal.
In what?
Ping pong.
Ping pong.
That's
not. Oh,
where's Forrest Gump when you need
him? Down the right-hand side. Got on the edge of the 18.
Careful.
U.S. cuts it out, though, and now they're going the other way.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, it's a long through ball. I don't know who that is. She gets control of it. Top of the 18. Cuts to her left. Shoots over the bar. Oh, it was Rapinoe.
Hickman's just giddy now.
Yeah.
Then Rapinoe missed.
I couldn't identify her from such far away. Her purple hair's not as bright as it was at the start of the tournament.
Okay. You two are –
what?
You know what you just did.
I'm calling the game.
Nate, you know what you just did.
It's not. It's, I mean, you know, it's just kind of faded a little bit.
Oh, my gosh.
Houston, you had, like, colored hair in your mugshot.
That wasn't me. You know this. You know it. You know it wasn't me. It really didn't even look that much like me. It looked a little bit like me, but...
Oh, it looked like you, buddy.
Okay. Well, you guys are... You're pleasant people. I'm happy to be here. Promise. Real talk.
Yeah?
No.
Okay.
Mm-mm. Okay.
Uh-oh. We had it top corner of the 18, got it stolen. Now the Netherlands is on the break. We shut down. All right.
Yeah.
Ball's in the midfield.
We're good.
119th minute, though. Oh, played ahead. Cleared out. Oh, shoot. Sorry. Soccer's tough. That was it's Kristen Press, and I think I said Christina earlier. I think it's Kristen.
Whatever.
Might be different. I don't know. Davey. He had the list up, but he didn't clarify that one for me.
Wow.
It's a corner for the Americans.
We like that.
Rapinoe's coming to take it.
Mm. Can she bend it in?
Bottom of the screen.
Hopefully she whiffs it.
She's not going to whiff it. She's a professional soccer player.
Either be a left-footed in-swinger or a right-footed out-swinger. She's going to go right-footed.
Okay.
Out-swinging ball coming from Rapinoe. Hand up. And she drives it low on the ground.
Why?
So I don't know. It's cut out by the Netherlands. Goes right to an American, though. Flicked into the box. One-timer over the bar.
I'm on the edge of my seat.
God, if they win today, we're going to have to call that
was actually close. That thing was dipping. It's coming over the bar, but dropping fast. Just about a foot over. Got 119, 21, 22, 23, about 30 seconds away from going into stoppage time of extra time. in the Olympics. Just knockout stage.
They should just
will there be much?
Send it to PKs.
Probably one or two max. Goal kick for the Netherlands. They'll probably milk this. Probably going to PKs.
This is late July, folks. This is just
this is
what if there
we
were
got.
No Olympics? What would we be talking about? We have drug out the fast
ranking,
food.
That would have been it would have been
movies like Space Jam.
Basketball. That's actually not bad. Best basketball movies.
Coach Carter.
We did that.
Did we do just basketball?
We did just basketball once.
Okay. During COVID.
Yeah.
There's going to be one extra minute.
That's it?
Yeah, I mean, it was just a 15 minute and a half. We're already 13 seconds into it. U.S. has got something here, though. Was that deflected? Waiting for the call. Looks like it's going to be a goal kick.
Riveting.
Wonder who steps up to take the PKs.
I'm going to guess.
You know, the
Morgan, Rapinoe, Lloyd.
I thought it was Megan Rapinoe.
Alex Morgan.
Oh,
Lloyd.
I thought you were putting their names together. Like,
oh, yeah.
I have no idea.
I feel like the Netherlands is just trying to survive here. They've got nothing going.
Let's just hit a break. Yeah. I just.
Huh? Yeah. We got a ball in. Oh, press. Taking down the box. Didn't look like a foul. All right.
You got to sell it.
And clear it out. That should do it. That should send it on.
Let's get wild.
All right.
Let's get wild.
Yep.
With the.
Let's hit a break.
Oh, boy.
Come back with a penalty shootout. And there's the whistle. Coin flip for who goes first and which end of the field happening right now, live from Japan. And it looks like the U.S. has won the toss.
So, defer? How does this work? You just get to pick first or second?
Usually they pick first.
Really?
Yep. Statistically, teams that go first in PKs win more.
Why?
Because you don't know what the other team, unlike college football where you can make a decision on fourth down or whatever.
Right.
In this, you don't know whether you have to make it or not, so there's slightly less pressure going first. So if, think about it this way, if both teams
make
all their kicks and you're going last, then you know if I miss this, I'm going to lose.
Right. So then you put the pressure on yourself.
Yeah.
And yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I would have thought the opposite.
It can work
but I
out
get
in your
it.
Favor if sure. you get ahead and you know that I just have to make this to win. But even then, I think that's more pressure than not knowing. Than just taking the fifth kick or the sixth kick that goes past that and just knowing I don't know if I have to make this or not. So I just go up there. I guess I was either the U.S. didn't win the toss or that was for the
end of the field.
Yeah, I don't know because they tossed it twice. Like, I guess they do a toss for first or second and then they toss it again for end of the field maybe. They don't just let the other team pick. But a Netherlands player is walking to the penalty spot. Unless the U.S. said they want to go second, which I don't know. Maybe there's a reason for that. Sometimes if you have a really good keeper, you can pick that because you think they're going to stop one early and kind of give you a boost. So we'll see. But number 9 for the Netherlands is...
I mean, looking at the stats here, I think we're getting jobbed.
What do you think? What do you mean?
Well, we've been caught offside 6 times.
Ah.
We have 14 team fouls. They only have 11. They've been called offsides once.
I feel like in soccer, that one's fairly evident. Kind of like in football.
All right, here's the first.
What's that one? What are you talking about?
Like the offside penalty.
Like they usually get it right. Well, they get it right now because they have a video.
True.
It used to be
so
awful.
We just play on that edge, that line. We're trying to get an advantage.
The ladies on the team are so likable. I'm not really sure why they wouldn't be getting any calls.
All right. They're blowing the whistle to get this thing
7 shots
started.
On goal for the United States.
The Netherlands player is standing weirdly just right over the ball. Hasn't even backed up at all. Okay, now she takes her steps just like a field goal kicker in football. Pretty long run-up. Here she comes. And it's saved!
Really?
Low into the right of the goalkeeper, and she just had it pegged the whole way. Stop.
Do you see how whenever you're tired, they now say like putting your hands on your knees is no different than putting your hands on your head?
It's actually better, isn't it?
You put them on your knees?
Well, like you're trying to catch your breath.
That was a poor penalty. You know? She didn't have it as far over to the corner as I thought. Great stop by the keeper.
You guys just remember your coach saying, don't put your hands on your knees, put them on your head,
or your hips.
Breathe. But again, then I realized, like,
hips or knees?
Either.
Okay.
Yeah, like if you're like the myth always was you get better oxygen intake if you have your hands above your head.
Mm-hmm.
Is that true? Like,
yeah. False.
Really?
Yeah, it's been the biggest lie ever.
I thought it was just a body language thing.
Walks up to it, shoots, and she scores. Buried it.
Who was it?
Take that, Hickman.
I don't know.
Take that.
1-0. Still time. USA after the first round.
There actually is no time. It's not about time.
Do you get like a count, like you know, in basketball when you're at the free throw line?
I didn't say time.
And they're just like counting it, Giannis.
He said there's still time.
Does that happen in penalty kicks?
Yeah, is there a shot clock?
No shot clock.
No shot clock.
Do you remember when the MLS started and they had those weird penalty kicks where they start the ball like way out and there was a 3-second shot clock basically? And so it was more like a hockey shootout. Like you dribbled towards the keeper and the ball.
I do not remember this.
Dude, they're YouTube some of these. You had the ball to be off your foot, basketball style, before it hit zeros.
Hmm.
So you could dribble, you know, however you wanted to.
Into 3 seconds.
But then, like, nothing could touch the ball once it went 0-0. If it crossed, you know, if it went in the goal, then it still counted. The Netherlands, their second shot, it's good. Calm, cool, and collected. Bottom left corner, if you're the keeper. She dove the wrong way. Just guessed on that one. And
that's what you have to do.
Slotted it in there. Nice and easy from the Netherlands player.
It was Rose Lavelle for the United States making the first penalty kick. Vivian Medema missed for the Netherlands. You hate to see it.
Mm.
So what is it? 1-1? Yes, Dominique Jansen.
It's 1-1, but the U.S. has this shot from...
Right, Dominique Jansen puts it in for the Netherlands.
Alex Morgan lines it up.
Surely she won't miss.
Real short run up to the side. She takes her shot and buries it.
Buries it, Hickman.
Same.
Buries it.
Really a mirror of the previous Netherlands goal.
Well, you can't...
Goalkeeper went right, and she buried it back.
You don't want to relay that, though. You don't want to get her into a rhythm. Unless you can keep her in the rhythm of going the wrong way, that'd be good.
Well, each goalkeeper did guess wrong the same direction. Same round, I guess.
Gotcha.
Put that way.
Gotcha. Was she even close there?
I mean, that's literally your strategy when defending a PK kick. Pretty much just pick a side and dive.
Right.
It was fun.
I didn't like it.
I kind of did.
I liked kicking. That was always fun.
I couldn't kick a soccer ball.
Really?
Terrible at it. I could punt. You know, once you like make a save, you got to punt it out. I could punt. I could throw it. But...
Woo!
Couldn't kick it off the ground.
Hickman, your dream of a U.S. exit today almost died right there, but the Netherlands girl drove it hard to her left off the inside of the post. I mean, pretty squared up, though. It came all the way across the line and barely hit the side netting on the other side to be a goal.
Wow.
Can you picture that?
Wow. So just a ping pong shot.
Yeah.
How did we not stop that after it hit the post and was sliding sideways?
Well, already on the ground.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got to get up.
Press is up next for the Americans. It's tied 2-2. This to take the lead. She shoots. She scores.
Stephanie Vandergregt.
Be a little bit more exciting if
U.S. is up 3-2.
A couple more misses were thrown in there by both sides, but
3-2. Hickman.
How many do they do it? How many times they do it? Like five.
Thank you, Dave. Appreciate it.
And run soccer expert.
Mm-hmm. He has to be.
I'm an expert of all things.
Mm-hmm. No argument from
my knowledge
me.
Is plentiful.
You mm-hmm.
There's an abundance.
Number 4 for the Netherlands.
Cornucopia.
Slowly to the spot. I don't know. She looks nervous.
Wouldn't you be?
She's locked in.
Locked in. This. I mean, there's even though they got to go first. Now the pressure's on them because of that miss.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah. Oh, she slipped on the run-up. She shoots. It's saved. Man.
She slipped?
Was that us shooting or the Netherlands?
That was the Netherlands.
Sad.
How do you?
No, she didn't slip. She stuttered on purpose. Watching the replay. It looked like she slipped.
So if we put this in, it's over.
It's over.
This is.
Yeah, this is. The U.S. is way ahead.
Who's up?
All the
marbles. No
chance. Who's taking the kick?
It's almost no chance. It's Megan Rapinoe, of course.
Oh, Hickman. I want you need to watch it. I want you to watch. I want you
I
to
don't
put,
watch
you're
it.
Gonna. You're,
he's a soccer guy too.
He just hates the United States.
Which way is Rapinoe going to go, Hickman?
She's probably going
straight down the middle.
Goalie's right or straight down the middle.
Upper left to the goalie. Upper 90. It's a goal. It's all over. The U.S. advances.
It's a final now.
Congrats to Carly Lloyd.
5-3. I think I got that right.
4-2.
Yeah, 4-2. Beat down.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah.
Absolute throttling.
4-2.
Wow.
U.S. advances.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
wow. They're excited.
July radio.
Final segment. Back at you next.
Sure.
It's a vinyl.
Final segment of the day of the week. Three and out. God, I should have bet U.S. soccer to advance. They had a boost on it last night on FanDuel just for them to advance. You can't get caught like Davey, though. Like, if you pick them to win on the original ticket, like, that's a loser.
Yep.
Because that's only for regular time, and technically that final
was.
That's
a tricky one right there.
A draw.
Wow. One step closer to another gold. Adam Hickman is sick.
Hey, they'll have to meet the Swedes again.
I welcome. I welcome a rematch.
Let's check the bracket. That might be the next match.
Oh, no.
Yeah, check the bracket. It's pretty interesting. They'll probably have some easy team. Like, I don't know, insert random country. Because, I mean... I'd imagine the women were the favorites going into this, correct?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, big time.
Who was the second best?
Sweden?
Brazil, I think.
Okay.
And then probably Sweden. Brazil is out.
Well, that's awesome.
They lost in a penalty shootout to Canada, who takes on the United States next. Actually, Great Britain was the second favorite. At one point. It might have been after the tournament started.
Are they still in?
They lost to Australia. So your semifinals are set. Monday at 4 a.m., it'll be Canada versus the United States. And at 7 a.m., Australia versus Sweden.
Might have to call in Monday, Nate.
You can watch it right here on the show.
It's a big day.
He's been watching it the whole time. What are you talking about? Well, sadly, the United States women will not be in the 4x400 relay final.
Uh-oh.
Botched baton exchange.
Oh, no. See, I don't know about betting this track. Definitely not the
history
relays.
Repeats itself.
Ugh.
Tragedy.
That is a nervous feeling when you're about to receive the handoff from somebody in a track relay. Thank God. I never dropped a baton. Never. But I did wipe out on the straightaway towards the finish line. I was like,
oh, really?
Legs just quit working on you?
Yeah.
Yep.
But I actually fell across the finish line, though.
Oh, perfect.
So time finished.
What race was it?
I think it was 4x800.
Mm.
I also did the 800, which was my first time running the 800. I had never really ran track, and they're like, hey, we need somebody to come run. And I was like, all right.
The 800.
Yeah, the 800. And so I just take off full blast out of the gate, and I'm like, 90% of the way done throughout the race, I'm thinking, man, these guys are chumps. I was like, they're slow. And then I'm on the straightaway. I'm about 25 steps from the finish line. Here comes everybody. Zoom, right by me.
You got to pace yourself.
Oh, yeah.
But you learned a valuable lesson, didn't you?
Everybody was probably thinking I was just some freak athlete, though, for the first.
If you could have maintained, it would have been huge.
It would have been.
Do you see when Great Britain won the, I can't remember which relay it was for swimming the other night, but it was the first time they had won it since 1908. The announcer was asking one of the participants about how he was the third leg, and they couldn't keep a straight face during the interview.
No, I saw him win that race. I didn't stay around for the interview. That's pretty funny.
Every show, you just have to, don't you?
I was on the 4x100.
You have to make some type of like bedroom or bathroom joke. You have to.
I didn't make a joke. I just reported what happened.
But, of course, you're going to want to talk about it.
I was on the 4x100 team, like, third grade field day.
Really?
Yep. I think I was second leg.
I did archery.
Yeah, we finished second.
Because you were slow?
Probably.
Yep. It happens.
Yep.
It running happens. Is dumb.
Well, why do you say that?
The people that run for fun, I can't trust them.
Can't trust them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it depends.
So you get mad if people are in bad shape, and then people do exercises like riding a bike and running, and you don't trust them.
No. You didn't hear me correctly. I said, I don't trust people who do it for fun.
So if they hate it, and they just do it for
Or they just don't
shape.
Enjoy it. Yeah, they understand it's like, this is necessary.
Mm-hmm.
This is something that I need to do. But, I mean, I get it. A lot of people, like, there are better ways of exercising if your goal is to lose weight than running. Like, just going out for a jog. Like, but I'm not going to fault somebody. I'm not going to speak out of both sides of my mouth. If that's the way you are used to exercising, that's all you know, by all means, go ahead and do it. But all I'm saying is, if you enjoy, like, the people that are like, hey, you want to go run this half marathon with me? Like, why the hell would I want to do that?
I love it when they call them fun runs. I'm like, no such thing.
Did you guys hear... Finish your run, Tate.
You got to turn the mic on, though. That's a thing.
I was going to say, nothing was worse than those cross-country kids who would wear the shirts that say, my sport is your sport's punishment. Like, you can't play sports because all you can do is run. Like, you can naturally do that.
Did you hear about Ben Wagner, an outfielder for the Israeli Olympic baseball team, who had to apologize after they tested the beds in Tokyo? Remember how that was – apparently it was fake news that the beds were cardboard to prevent intimacy. They're just cardboard because they want to be able to recycle them after the Olympic Games.
Hmm.
And apparently he and his other baseball players tested how many people it would take to break one of the beds. They got 9 people for it busted.
And he had to apologize for that?
Yeah, apparently they were kind of making fun of the, you know,
the bed
organization and stuff. So
yeah, it's you got a place to sleep. Who cares?
Yeah, they
9 people. That's impressive for a cardboard.
They wanted to test out the theory that it could hold up to 441 pounds.
Maybe they got 9 people. I'd say
that's what they're rated for. So yeah, they were actually much stronger.
Good. I mean, these are Olympic athletes. They got to get their sleep. Fantastic.
There's a video of them, like, almost jumping on the bed.
Well, what better way to test it?
Oh, he was disrespecting the Tokyo Games, apparently. So
in the semis, it's going to be
United States, Canada, 4 a.m.
Sweden, and Australia,
7 a.m. Monday. I know you'll be on the edge of your seat.
I like that. Got a chance for a medal.
Incredible birthday gift.
It'll be practice week, fall camp opening when we come back.
Maybe something
on
else
Monday.
Will happen to you.
You never know. The Blitz is next. Have a great weekend. Invest.